Hello, and welcome to another Two to Ponder with Greg McVary. Today, I want to talk about the balance of tyranny and freedom. No, not in government, but in the blank page. How can four corners provide so much freedom, yet also be imprisoning with just the blank stare? And I think about this a lot as I teach folks to build websites and learn to read and write and participate on the web. I've never thought of starting to teach HTML with a blank page, nor do I teach writing with a blank page. In most classrooms, I always provide a sentence starter or some journal ideas if students cannot come up with an idea for their own. We learn by remixing, mainly because it's an easy way to recognize affordances and changes and patterns. And that's really what learning boils down to, is recognizing differences in patterns over time. And our environments provide us more affordances to allow this learning to occur. And that's where the blank page comes in. Is it problematic or helpful? And I'm coming to this debate as I rebuild my own website. And I don't want a CMS on my long-form writing because I want the freedom of a blank page. Yet, as I examine the Indie Web learning community and the DS106 learning community, they took different approaches. Indie Web started at the top and said you need the most technical skills. DS106 started at the bottom, said you don't need to know how to use a website, we'll get you there. And they both had their own motivations and reasonings, but I wonder, what is the best relationship between a learner and the blank page?